but to be a Jew. In our time, where one can change his name and his nose and his business and move wherever he wants, and literally Judaism, his Jewishness can disappear overnight. So in our time, the forces of assimilation appear much stronger. I don't know whether they are stronger. The opportunity is stronger. There's somewhere to go. That's the main difference. In the time of the Rambam, there were segments of the Jewish people who did not know what to believe, or did not believe, or did not understand, or who wanted a rational underpinning for the Torah. It's one thing to come to a person and say, now believe. Believe that there's a God, and believe that God gave the Torah on Sinai, and believe the tradition. You believe. But it's very hard to order belief, even though the world has tried it many a time. I'll discuss with you the Inquisition and the other attempts of the Catholic Church to convince Jews, we'll see that the major defeat of these efforts lay in the fact that you cannot order anyone to believe anything. You cannot say to them, believe or else. And belief is a very, very private matter. And because of that, it requires a certain amount of sophistication. It requires a sensitivity. It requires a completely different approach. And the truth of the matter is, what turns one person on may not turn on the next person. What will bring one person to belief may prove completely fruitless with another person. Ibn Enkin wrote to his master, to the Rambam, and he said, what is the rational explanation of Judaism for people who are searching for a rational explanation? For people who are not searching for a rational explanation, the book says almost nothing, because it doesn't address a need that they have. It's like if you go into the bookstore today, there's a how-to-do book about everything conceivable. Right, how to have a successful marriage, how to build a bookcase, how to repair your own car, and how to play golf, right? If I'm not a golf player, then how to play golf, it could be the greatest book in the world. It doesn't do anything for me. I'm just not interested in it. Now, I want you to understand that is part of the problem when we judge the Mora Nevuchim. The Mora Nevuchim was written for Nevuchim. It's a how-to book, like how to play golf. It was written for golfers. But if you're not playing golf and you read the book, you say, it's unnecessary. What's he talking about? Big ball, small ball, the woods, irons. What does he want here? And most of the opposition to the Mora Nevuchim came from people who were not looking for a rational explanation, and to whom the book therefore never was addressed, and it filled no need for them. In our time, for instance, the book fills almost no need, because in our time we are not Aristotelian in outlook. We're really not interested in philosophy. I've noticed that in the colleges philosophy continues to decline as a major, as a course. It's almost, in our time, computers, science, business, and then the Western world is attuned to different things now. It's not attuned to Aristotle. And what Aristotle said really makes no difference. Casey Stengel and Aristotle are about even in our society. They are at the same level of philosophy.